I speak to you today in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Mother of us all. Please be seated. I often take my kids to the 100 Acres Sculpture Park by the Newfields Art Museum. Maybe you might be familiar with this park. And if you've been there, you might recall the giant skeleton sculpture, which is there laid across the grass. The sculpture is made up of large boulder-sized rocks that are about a couple feet off the ground, and they are bone-shaped, painted white, and the outlines of bones are painted in black. And it's a giant skeleton. It spans this hillside. And it's my son's favorite place to go when we go to the park because he loves to, of course, climb up onto the bone pieces and jump. And he's often wanted, especially when he was younger, to jump from bone piece to bone piece. But the distance always intimidated him, so he usually just settled for jumping down to the ground. When he turned 3, we decided to have his birthday there at the park, picnic style. And at some point during the gathering, he ran off, of course, and started jumping around on the skeleton's bones. I watched him as he reached the end of one boulder bone, look to the other, close by, and hesitate, his face concerned and anxious. I knew he wouldn't jump. I'd watched him do this over and over and over again. The distance was not far enough to scare me, and I knew he'd make it if he did try to jump, but he was so afraid. I was about to come over and help when a family with 2 older boys walked over. The boys were about 8 or 9 maybe, and they could easily get right up onto the boulder bone in one leap and jump from bone piece to bone piece without issue or hesitation. And my son looked at them with a mixture of envy and admiration. And then the mother of the 2 boys, noticing my son's desire clearly painted across his face, went up to him and said, "Go on, jump." And she pointed to the next rock. And my son smiled, but he hesitated. And he reached out his hand to her. And she took it, saying, "Oh, okay, I can help. Now jump." And he gripped her hand firmly. But again, he hesitated. He looked at her, then he looked over at me, and I smiled, encouraging him, but he continued to wait. And then the mother looked at him and she said, "It's okay, be brave." And my son smiled, and then he jumped. He made it, of course, from one bone to the next. And the smile he had on his face was priceless. Then, continuing to hold her hand, he turned to the next boulder bone and said, "Be brave!" And he jumped. And the mother, helping him, echoed back, "Be brave!" And then they continued to every boulder bone, yelling, "Be brave! Be brave! Be brave!" as they jumped. And the kind mother kept echoing back to him, "Be brave, be brave." My husband and I went over to stand closer and watch, and we were all laughing. It was super cute. And then the older boys saw what was happening, and so they began jumping, even though it was quite easy for them, and started yelling, "Be brave, be brave." And then my son's 2 and 3-year-old little friends ran over, and they jumped up on the bones, and they started jumping from bone to bone, yelling, "Be brave! Be brave!" And then our adult friends came over, and they started yelling, "Be brave! Be brave!" And we were all laughing. It was really funny. We were quite the spectacle that day. And this moment in my family's life has really stuck with us. My husband and I say this a lot now to our boys. We say, be brave. It's a thing we say to encourage them. Whenever anything is hard or feels scary, like going to school or making new friends on the playground, it's okay. Be brave. Or when my son has bad dreams or gets scared of the dark, be brave. It's going to be okay. Or whenever he gets into trouble and he doesn't want to admit to us what he's done, we say, it's okay. Be brave. Tell us what happened. It's a call to our children to face something hard, but it's also an encouragement. Be brave, jump. Be brave, face your fears. Be brave, tell the truth. Be brave, admit your faults. Be brave, apologize. This moment of motherly encouragement on my son's third birthday in the sculpture garden really impacted us, and I got to witness a mother caring for my son as she would her own, and I learned from her that day. We inherited a phrase that helps us now communicate with our boys when they have to face hard moments. It's even something I say to myself now, be brave. It's a memory my son still holds on to. Every time we go to the skeleton sculpture now, he just starts chanting, be brave, whenever he jumps. This kind of caring and compassion given by a mother, this clear, honest, and encouraging help from a mothering figure is presented to us today in our gospel reading. When Jesus says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are set to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you are not willing. That phrase, how often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Jesus is speaking to Jerusalem, a city known for its criticism of prophets. And of course, this passage is a foreshadowing of things to come. Jerusalem will be the place where Jesus will go to be judged, condemned, and crucified. Jerusalem has earned a reputation for being a place from which not a whole lot of good has come. It was known for being rough, often violently opposing God's will and being quick to judge those who come in the name of God. And what is Jesus' response? Oh, how often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Jesus' response to Jerusalem is one of compassion, love, care, and concern, like a mother for her children who have gone astray. Or as Jesus says, like a mother hen gathering her brood under her wings to provide shelter and comfort in time of need and distress. This image of Jesus as a mother hen tells us something important about the nature of our God. Our God comes to us in times of need and trouble, even trouble we may have caused to ourselves and to others. And the response is not one of condemnation and anger, but one of love, compassion, and care. Jesus desires nothing more than to scoop up the distressed and problematic city of Jerusalem, the city that will soon condemn and kill him. He desires nothing more than to scoop them up and shelter them, to show them love and care, like a mother hen does to her brood. And it takes great courage to accept this love from Jesus. As Jesus points out in our gospel passage, Jerusalem has rejected this reach of love and compassion from Jesus. Why? Were they afraid? Was it too hard to face that love, to accept it? It takes great bravery to admit that we might need assistance and shelter. It takes a brave and humble heart to admit that we have gone astray, that we need help. It takes great courage to walk willingly into the shelter of Jesus' arms, especially when we have been at fault or have lost sight of our commitment to God. This season of Lent is about being brave. In the season of Lent, we are meant to face our fears and face ourselves. Lent is about self-reflection and examination of our life and commitment to our faith. Lent is about facing our wrongs, things we've left undone. It's about asking for forgiveness and refocusing our lives back on our spiritual journey with Jesus. And this work takes great courage and bravery because we have to accept help. We have to accept that we have gone astray in some ways. It takes humble courage because we have to admit we're not in control, that our lives belong to God, and we must walk willingly into the unknown, standing only on our faith and prayer. And that's hard sometimes. But what better time to do this difficult work than under the shelter of a mother's wings? Today we are reminded that Jesus is like a mother who will always seek after us, drawing us back to her like a mother hen does to her brood. Lent is a season when we stand on the edge of the unknown, face darkness and our fears and worries. And when we're afraid to take that leap that facing all of this brings on, Jesus walks up to us like a mother to a son and says, "Here, take my hand. Jump. You can do it. Be brave. Be brave. Be brave. Be brave," Mother Jesus says. "Be brave and face your fears. Be brave and tell the truth. Be brave, admit your faults and ask for forgiveness. Be brave," Mother Jesus says. "Trust me. Have faith." Lent is calling for us to be brave, and Mother Jesus is reminding us that we are safe while we do it, while we do this work of facing ourselves and our fears. And we must remember that we are here for one another. Just as my son's chant of "be brave" incited the encouragement of others to gather around and begin chanting as well, "be brave," along with him that day in the park, we are doing this alongside one another in community, helping one another, cheering each other on, and chanting for one another, "be brave, be brave, be brave." May we be brave this Lent. As we face our darkness, our fears, and ourselves, may we know Jesus' loving embrace as he reaches out his hands to help us along the way. May we have the courage to jump off the edge into the unknown, always knowing the shelter of Mother God's wings. May we be brave, be brave, be brave. Amen.